Hi there, Julie Hansberry from Hong Kong, from Asia and across the globe. Welcome to the Street Smart Wealth Question of the Day.
Hey, it's Jackie Almer, and welcome to this Q&A edition of the Street Smart Wealth Profit in Your PJs podcast, where I answer your burning questions and get you on your way to the Network Marketing Hall of Fame. Welcome to episode 10 of the show, and today's question is about how to close your prospects and what to do when they give an objection like, I don't have the money. Is that really an objection? Is it really a challenge that they have? Or is that just a polite way of them saying no thank you? And to answer that, I have Matt Morris, who recently spoke just this weekend at the Association of Network Marketing Professionals in Dallas. He's built a team of over 250,000 globally, and he has some great feedback for you. But before we get into that, did you know that Social Media Backstage Pass is now open? If you're looking for a way to take your network marketing business online so you can be found by those people who Google your company or go looking for you when you've met them at a networking event or something like that, if you want to learn all the secrets to doing that, just go to socialmediabackstagepass.com. Now let's listen into what Matt has to share on how to close your prospects.
Okay, so afterwards, if someone is, you know, having some hesitancy on getting started, realize whatever objection they give you, that's really not the objection. So time, money, think about it, talk to my spouse, whatever it is, that's not the real objection. The real objection is, I don't believe I can do it. I don't believe I can be successful. Maybe they've been involved in a network marketing company in the past and they failed. Maybe they've put their heart and soul into something in the past and it didn't work out. So you got to let them know they can do it and you will help them. And so here's when things started to change for me. Now, at the time, when I went from, at 24 years old, working at Saltgrass Steakhouse, had to move back in with my mom, and, you know, still in debt. So no proof of success. Never had any success in network marketing. And when I sat down with people, here's what I started doing. Is when I just realized it was a game of building belief. And so if they were hesitant to join, I'd say, listen, I know, you know, this may be new for you, but I want to let you know I'm here to help you. And I will work with you. I'll take you by the hand and I'll walk you through every step of the way. So if you want to make a little bit of money, I will help you make a little bit of money. If you want to make a lot of money, I'll help you make a lot of money. If you want to change your financial future forever, put your running shoes on because I'll run as hard as you can run. You ready? And all of a sudden, people started going, yeah, because I'm giving them belief. I'm telling them that I can help them, okay? And I had no results. It's like, oh, yeah, it's easy for you to do that because you've got, you know, teams of, you know, over 100, 200,000 people. You can do that. No, you start that from the beginning, okay? Next, number one reason why people don't join, they're not asked. Quick story, my friend of mine, who she calls me and she says, hey, I've shown the business to 14 people in a row and, you know, no one's enrolled. And I know this girl's actually really talented. And I said, well, tell me what you're doing. And she said, how are you inviting them? And she's doing it perfect. I said, how are you showing them the business? What are you saying before? And she's doing it perfect. I said, the presentation's over. What are you saying? And she said, you know, what'd you like best? And I've said, okay, that's great. So what do you say after that? He says, well, we just kind of talk. And I said, are you asking them to join? And she said, oh. So I said, you have to ask. Whether they say yes or no, you don't care. You're having fun either way. Just ask it. So she started asking, and then she started enrolling people. So you have to ask. So what to say after the presentation? I'm going to give you, you know, what is my favorite thing to say after a presentation? Now, this is like kind of like a super ninja technique. So you may want to write this down, and I'll actually give you an advanced technique for it. So my favorite thing to say, presentation's over. I say, you're in, right? Is that pretty deep? You're in, right? Now, you're thinking, well, surely it's not that simple. It's that simple. Okay? See, your prospect, number one thing in their mind is, can I do it? Can I be successful? So the presentation's over and you say, oh, and we also have this, and we have this, and we also have, they didn't even talk about this, and we have this, and this, and this, and you know, you end up going through all this, and your prospect's mind, they're thinking, wow, I have to learn all that before I get started. I have to know all that. See, it should be very simple. So the presentation's over. You say, you're in, right? Can everyone do that? Say, you're in, right?
You're in, right?
Okay, I'm going to give you an advanced technique to this ninja strategy. Okay? So, you're in, right?
Yeah.
See, I nodded my head when I asked, so you're in, right? Okay, so can you guys repeat after me? Say, you're in, right?
You're in, right?
All right, now, there's another technique. This is like a double, triple ninja. So, you're in, right? And you give a high five. Or you can do the handshake. I like the high five, right? So you're in, right? So I want you to turn to the person next to you and just say, you're in, right?
You're in, right?
See, hold on. Some of you missed the nod. I'm watching. So you have to do the high five and the nod. Okay, let's try it again. You're in, right?
You're in, right?
All right. You got it. Congratulations. All right, next. This is, again, super advanced. Are you ready to get started?
Oh, let's do it.
Okay, are you ready to get started? And if you nod when you ask, you'll actually improve your ratios a little bit. Okay, do you have any questions, or are you ready to get started? See, it's an either-or close. Either they have questions, or they're ready to get started. See, a closing doesn't have to be this long drawn-out thing. Now, the fortune is in the follow-up. Yes, follow-up. Do that. It's awesome. But just assume they're going to get started right away. It doesn't hurt to ask. In fact, most of the time, when I do a presentation, the majority of the time, I'm going to enroll more people right away than the ones that I have to follow up with. So, next one. Let's get you started, okay? I usually do that after they've asked me a couple questions. So how does this work? How does this work? You know, do you have any more questions? You ready to get started? They ask me another question. And I answer it and I say, let's get you started, okay? Just put out your handshake. Now, when you put out your hand to shake someone else's hand, what does that signify?
The deal.
Sealing the deal. Is it rude to not shake someone's hand back?
Yes.
You get it? It's almost rude for them to say no. I'm going to give you the two-step close. This is very simple stuff. You don't have to know all of these. Pick one or two and just start using it. Okay? The two-step close. Presentation's over. You say, pretty awesome, right? What'd you like best? They tell you what you like best. You listen. And when they're done talking, you say, sounds like you're ready to get started. And you just shut up. Let them work it out in their mind. It's not. Sounds like you're ready to get started. Because we have the greatest compensation plan in the world. You just shut up. I'm going to give you the three-step close. This is one of my favorites. If you have a video presentation that presents your opportunity and product. So the video's over. You say, step one is, pretty awesome, right? What'd you like best? They tell you. And you say, awesome. Well, I need to ask you a question to see if you qualify to be successful with this. See, this is like a little mind shift because they're like, qualify. So I need to ask you a question to see if you qualify to be successful with this. Do you think you have the ability to push play on a video like I just did with you? Big smile. What do they say every time?
Yeah.
Yes, they have to say yes. When they say yes, you go to step three is, congratulations, you qualify. Let's get you plugged in. I'll show you how to make your money back in the next week. Cool? Let's get you plugged in. We'll get you plugged into the training. Sound good? Is that simple?
Yes.
Okay, it answers the number one question in their mind is they can do it.
Easy enough, right? I'm guessing you can do that. So good luck out there with your business, and don't forget to be postured. Don't forget to have that confidence and belief and ask people to join you and answer that burning question, which is, you know, can I do it? Building that belief in them that they can. Do you have a question for the show? You can ask it over at jackiealmer.com/questions. Hey, and if you're looking for 8 easy steps to create and build your network marketing business online, then grab the free guide over at profitinyourpjsnow.com. Until next time, remember this, hesitation never cashed a check.